الحمد لله رب العالمين مالك يوم الدين الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد ذو الجلال والإكرام بديع السماوات والأرض الواحد الأحد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولد ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا ونصلي ونسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد عبد الله ورسوله الذي أرسله رحمة للعالمين وبشيرا ونذيرا وبشيرا ونذيرا وهاديا إلى الخيرات وهاديا إلى الحق اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين الطاهرات الشريفات الطيبات وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين واجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين آمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ رسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا نعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شر الشيطان الرجيم من يهدي الله فلا هادي من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي I'm going to say dua for myself that Allah guide me and I will ask you to say dua for me and for all the khutaba and the teachers who teach us about Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hikmah and cure my heart from any nifaq, and my tongue from any riya, and my accent from ghurur, and guide me with rushd and sadad, and make my speech truthful, useful, easy to understand, easy to follow, and helpful to myself and others. And call for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his path, for his sabeel, min hikmati wal mu'idati al-hasana. Alhamdulillah al-mannan, dhul judi wal karami wal ihsan, ala rahmatihi al-wasi'ah. Allati wasi'at kulla shay. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encompass everything. And thank him for his karam. The great karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his na'am al-kathira, which we cannot count. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We cannot count it for sure, but we see it everywhere around us, in every moment in our life. Of course, if we don't see it, it's our problem, but it is there, the na'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of most important these na'am, this deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it rahmah to mankind, everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims. And he sent this deen and chose for this message to be conveyed to humans, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him rahmah to al-alameen. Mercy to everything in the universe, not only for humans. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And one of the aspects of this rahmah, of this deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us things we could not understand if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not explain it to us. First of all, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. We cannot comprehend him, but he explained to us in this deen enough that we really cannot be astray if we follow. And he also, in this deen, taught us that he made al-jannah for al-muttaqeen. Promise al-muttaqeen that if they do good, have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the jannah. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. And he explained to us how beautiful for this Jannah, for somebody who really comprehends that, would not hesitate any moment to do everything could take him with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have to remember, no matter how good deeds we do, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not shower his rahmah on us, we cannot get the Jannah. And, you know, this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it, a path for us, for the success in this life and the hereafter. You have to be very clear. Some people are confused that this deen is for the success in the hereafter. Yes, it is, for sure. But it's also success in this life, if you follow it. We need the taqwa. Alhamdulillah, alladhi habbaba ilayna al-iman wa zayyinahu fi qulubina. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helped us to love the iman and make it look so beautiful in our heart. Of course, to get to this beautiful Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, only with His rahmah. But we have to do the hasanat, we have to do the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with it we can ask Him, appeal to Him, please give us the Jannah, we did that and that. I was reminded that every once in a while I asked the brothers to really move forward, because there are some people who there's more room here and there are people who does not have good room outside. So please move forward to that room. One of these aspects of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is we realize that everything we do every day, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you know, this verse Muslims recite millions of times every day. In any ways, this is the slogan of Islam: Ar-Rahma, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And you know, we should comprehend that this is the deen of Rahmah. We do rahmah to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do rahmah to us. Irhamu man fil ard, irhamukum man fil sama. Man la yarhamu nas, la yarhamuhu Allah. We have to have rahmah in our heart. We have to deal with each other with rahmah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to spread rahmah. And Prophet ﷺ told us the example of Muslims is the example of one body. تراحم المسلمين تراحم المؤمنين is just like a body. Whenever something wrong happened to any part of this body, the rest of the body feel the trouble, cannot sleep, fever spread everywhere because of ear infection on a child. And Prophet ﷺ explained more that Muslims to each other like a strong building, al-bunyan al-marsus. Each part of it supports the other. That's the way, if we want the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure, that's the way we should. Prophet ﷺ told us, we cannot do anything unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do it. And we need His help. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. If we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we help our brothers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. And it is much more useful, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than our help. We say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم لا تكلنا لتدبير أنفسنا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us do and give us only our power, we are powerless. لا قوة إلا بالله. How we get the power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help? By helping others. The theme of this year for this community, inshallah, will be البنيان المرصوص. All of us will be to each other like al-bunyan al-marsus. You know what the bunyan al-marsus means? Building, support each other. very strong support. We just go back in the history, mashallah, you see a beautiful masjid, very good community. We have to remember, these brothers who built the masjid, of course, jazakumullah khair, most of them are not here anymore, the one really had the bulk of the work. It's a great achievement, a great accomplishment. It only happened with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them and on us. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet ﷺ, مَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You're throwing the arrow. It's not you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And the same thing for these brothers in the community who built this masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. Use their hand to do it, but He's the one did it. How did they do it? They were one body. They were one community. They were all together. No division. Did not divide them the nation they came from, the land they came from. Did not divide them their profession. They were all together. And you know, this is a lesson for us. They were so nice to each other, supportive to each other. And هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمٌ فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a straight path. We have to follow it. We have to pay attention to the needs of each other. We don't have the right to ignore each other. Alhamdulillah, our community has done very good. I have to give you three examples. I came to my knowledge sometime in the past. It happened twice at least, could be even more. One of the community members had a trouble with finance. Needed something important to do something important for him. And he didn't have, his money did not come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got him to ask someone to help. And, you know, he felt humbled that why should I need? Tears came to his eyes. And more tears came to the eyes who was asked to give money. He said, I am so sorry. I should have knew that you need help. Before you ask me, I should come to you. And of course, this same thing happened to history of Muslim many, many more times, but we know one of the tabi'in, rahmatullah alayhi, did that, happened to him. This happened twice in this message, even more. And also another incident. Family were in trouble. And they needed help. And it was found that the help needs some money. And one of the brothers learned about that. And he thought this family could get money from the zakat. So he called, let's say, the zakat officer. Told him, this brother said, we have the money, but it's not available now. And this brother who thought that this could be good for zakah, remember the hadith, ما آمن به. What? من بات شبعان وجعه جائع. It is terrible. So they asked someone said, I can't, I have the money. So for the zakah officer, he called them and said, I have the money. Where are you to bring it to you? The zakah officer said, no, I come to you. He said, no, I'll come to you faster. Just that brother who felt that, ما آمن به. من بات شبعان وجاره جائع. He felt that this should be delivered tonight. So this brother rushed to meet each other halfway, so would not be any more delay of that help. Alhamdulillah, our community and all the Muslims everywhere have this, but we need to make sure this is more and more. It's not enough. We need to make sure that Muslims being visited, Muslims being checked on. We cannot just visit only two, three people. Every one of us just have a group of three people, visit them, 10 people, even 100 people. We have to make sure everybody is visited. We have to make sure everybody is checked on. Alhamdulillah, this deen is so beautiful. And the na'am around us is so beautiful, we enjoy it so much. But this deen is the most beautiful between this na'am. And we should enjoy it much more than any na'am ukra. Alhamdulillah. Our brother Tariq Khan, rahimahullah, died recently. May Allah shower his rahmah on him. Our brother Tariq Khan, alhamdulillah, was so many people to come to his janazah. We said dua for him, but we shall do more. Whatever good things he used to do, if we do it, then we are much more helpful to him. And I want to remind you, he used to be very active in the program of Ramadan. And Ramadan is coming soon. We need to do, inshallah, more than what he used to do, and he'll get all the hasanat. So we need to, for this Ramadan, because he did a lot of things, to have a team to work. And please, whoever like to join with this, let us know. We need a team to work to make sure the food, of course, Jazakumullah khair, sister, have give us, I mean, take it easy on us. They do the food, they're preparing, but we are the one who we serve the food. We have to make sure that food is served in healthy way, is protected in healthy way, and good cleaning after that. So we need a team to sit down and make a plan to prepare all these things, and we make sure that everything done is right for the comfort of the community, not for my pleasure. So please, and this is, of course, we get sadaqah hasana from it, and our brother who did get sadaqah. As we told him, my brother, rahmatullah alayh, remember, he used to be in the masjid all the time, almost for every prayer. So when we increase our coming to the masjid for prayers, also we get for ourselves, we get for him, of course. Millions of Muslims get hasana from us coming to the masjid, especially the brothers who built this masjid. And he was very kind to the children. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad. Okay, we say this deen is so beautiful. We have to benefit from this deen and keep that beautiful thing in our heart and we enjoy it more than anything else. I want to ask you these three things. When we talk about rahmah, we deal with each other with rahmah. We have to remember, rahmah has to have adil also. There's no rahmah if we don't deal with adil. Adil is something, justice is something we have to spread between each other. Right? And we have to remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is from rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you treat these Muslims with kindness, softness, rahmah. We have to do that, and we have to remember, if I find myself one day not treating others with kindness and rifq, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bestow this rahmah on me. And I have to check why. What was my shortcoming? Because rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come except for the people who are deserved. And how we deserve his rahmah? By struggling for his path. For his sake. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. With the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to struggle. And if we felt that rahmah did not come on us to be kind to our brothers and sisters and our community, that means we have something we have to correct or something to improve. So, I ask you please again to make dua anytime you remember. For the people who are teaching us this deen, khutaba, teachers, giving lectures, giving hatira. And we need also to work to teach ourselves, to have somebody teach us how important adl is and how to achieve it. Because this ummah will continue to be in trouble and worse trouble. You see how much suffering the Muslims are facing? Unless we, everybody of us, practice adil, that suffering might continue. We say confusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all that. And then, I want everybody to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا. There's no benefit for us or anyone to hear something, enjoy it, and then follow it. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون أحسن. The meaning of this dua, oh Allah, make us from people who hear something and follow the best. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. this moment, all of us we know and who didn't know should know that if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to accept our du'a. And we should ask Him for ourselves and ask Him for the ummah forgiveness and ask Him to help this ummah to get better and get out of this world we are facing. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كثيرا كما يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه كما يحب ويرضى اللهم إنا نحمدك حمدا مجددا كما يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك ملء سماواتك وأرض ملء ما فيها. Please brothers who have a room in front of him, move forward, whether we are in this floor or downstairs, and please make room for brothers who do not have very comfortable room. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان الله, so beautiful this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a great statement for us. Like anything in the Quran is so beautiful. Wherever you look and you dig it, you find it amazing. Allah is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ذو الجلال والإكرام بديع السماوات والأرض القوي الجبار العزيز الرحمن الرحيم. Same Salah al-Muhammad, and his angels, and ordering us to say Salah. And this is another ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Friday, which is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a great chance to achieve hasanat and make it much more mantable, and especially Salah al-Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. If we do it every day, we get reward. On Friday we get 10 times reward or more. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. I want again to talk about the beauty of this day. It's so beautiful. And there are many things of this aspect of this beauty we can find. One of them is the salah. Salah is one of the beauty of this day. It is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Make everything for us easy, life happy. And I just want to bring one thing to your attention. If you happen to come one day in the morning to pray Fajr, and you find the masjid full like this even more, I want you to know, and I want you to check in your heart. You will see, you will feel happiness. You cannot imagine that you could get any happiness more than that. More than anything else, whether beautiful car or beautiful Niagara Falls or beautiful meal, nothing. This is imaginary, but try it. Try first to check it in your heart and see, truly you feel that happiness? And try to make it happen. Fajr prayer, the masjid full, more than Jummah. You will feel so great happiness. I know some brothers have to take a prayer and see two lines in the masjid in the morning. They're so happy to see it. But one brother told me he's even happy to see, to come Fajr prayer, if only two people are there, he'll be third of the ummah. Alhamdulillah, see how beautiful the salah? And this portion is not that difficult, especially people in Colombia. The one who lived the furthest of the masjid is 15 minutes. And many live in 10, 20, 10 minutes, 7 minutes. Takes very little effort. But the reward of that is great. And of course you should know, not only this pleasure, but reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the ajr of you if you pray one night of Qiyam al-Layl, just for spending 14 minutes extra. You pray at home or you pray here? 40 minutes extra to drive. And then you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the ajr of all these people who are praying, because we encourage each other. And that's what Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us. So please keep that in mind. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We have to Remember, the theme of this year is al-bunyan al-marsus. We have to be like one whole building, like a body. Support each other, pay attention to each other's need, and be kind to each other. And when we help each other, we have to help with kindness and rahmah and tenderness and avoid harm. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I say something right, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I say something wrong, it's from nafs and the shaytan. And I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from both of them. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين الطيبات الطاهرات وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلى العشرة المبشرين وعلى الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله نعما يعظكم به. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us what he advises us is the best. We can never find something better than what Allah سبحانه وتعالى advises us. Even something similar to what Allah سبحانه وتعالى advises, but what Allah سبحانه وتعالى advises is much better. Of course, if you talk about some people advice opposite to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that? We have to pay attention to our community, but we have to pay attention to all the Muslims everywhere. Prophet Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, it is not from the Muslim who does not pay attention to the rest of the Ummah. And the Ummah is suffering so much everywhere, bleeding, destructions. We have to pay attention. And at least we have today to say sincere dua from our heart for these people, Muslims who are suffering. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them thabat, strong iman and ikhlas, and guide them and give them hikmah and wisdom to deal with their problem with love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love to His Prophet, and to seek the most hasanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please remember that when you're doing sujood. You remember that when you're leaving the masjid. Every day, every moment, say dua to yourself, to the rest of the ummah, and especially these people who are suffering everywhere, any kind of suffering. I'm going to say dua and raise your hand and say, Ameen, inshaAllah. Allahumma Rabbana, Badi'a as-samawati wal-ard, Alimu kulli shay, Ahlina في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت اللهم اهدنا ولا تضلنا اللهم ردنا إلى دين الإسلام ردا جميلا اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم اجعلنا من الذين رضيت عنهم ورضوا عنك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ارزقنا الإيثار وقنا شح الأنفس اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا أرنا الحق حقا وقدرنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم احفظ دماء المسلمين اللهم استر عوراتهم اللهم أمن روعاتهم اللهم أطعم جائعهم اللهم اكسي اللهم اكسي عريانهم واسقي عطشانهم اللهم احفظ دماءهم واستر أعراضهم اللهم احميهم من كل أذى ومن كل شر اللهم انصرهم على الظالمين اللهم ارزقهم الثبات والإخلاص. اللهم يا رب اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين من علينا وقنا عذاب السموم إنك أنت البر الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقم الصلاة.